Adam Richard is owner and chef at Fireweed Restaurant. He says the boil order made it impractical to stay open. They closed for two lunches and one dinner service.
It was a good chunk of money, you know. It was in the thousands of dollars, and especially if you include all the employees' wages that were lost and their tips and things that they make. It was definitely a financial hit for everybody in the restaurant.
Sarah Jaymont, owner of Sarah J's Cafe, says she also closed early after learning of the notice.
The next day, I rallied and came and boiled I don't even know how many gallons of water to run our business. I shut the business on Friday because I didn't have it in me to boil water like that again. And that was a surprise cruise ship day. So I lost a fair amount of revenue on Friday not being open with a huge boat in town.
With income and public health at stake, some eatery owners are concerned with the way they were notified of the boil order. The Haines Chamber of Commerce plans to ask the borough to establish new guidelines for handling future water contamination scares, particularly when it comes to alerting restaurants. Chamber Board President Kyle Gray wants the borough to set up effective communication and protocols to help businesses stay open or possibly deal with financial losses during boil orders.
The borough is, you know, they're held to certain regulations, so they have to do what they had to do, which was, you know, give the boil water notice, which is what they should have done. And, you know, it's our job to kind of look out for the business community. So it's, I guess we're going to want to know if there's anything they can do to mitigate that in the future if something like that should ever happen again, specifically for the businesses.
According to state laws, the owner of the water system is responsible for alerting consumers that a boil notice has been issued by the state. In Haines' case, that's the borough. Borough manager Dave Sosa.
The day we found out, we had members of our water sewer crew were out providing leaflets to residences and businesses. And the mayor and I went out together, and we went out to every business that's in the food service industry, every business that is heavily reliant on water, to talk with them, provide them the information that we had so that they'd have a good understanding of what was going on.
But Richard and Jaymont say they found out in a different way.
We got a call from another restaurant that let us know. And then we just checked the borough website, and that next day we made some phone calls to the borough. We hadn't been notified directly by them.
Jaymont says she first learned of the boil notice from a customer and didn't get official word from city workers until about 7 p.m. on June 24th, the day the boil notice went into effect.
Knowing that other establishments in town had been notified before 5 p.m. really upset me. So I think that maybe some sort of standard operating procedure that says, okay, all food establishments, all restaurants that are serving the public water and using the water, there's got to be some sort of chain of action that they are the priorities, you know, and knowing that offices and grocery stores, not that grocery stores aren't also important, but they're not handing over fist smoothies and cups of water and stuff that people are consuming. Like, what if it was for real?
Although communication could have been better, Richard and Jaymont say they're grateful to have access to clean water in the first place in a remote town like Haines.
I know people work really hard to provide those service for us, so I try not to take it for granted that we have those things and just get angry because we didn't have water for a day.
I don't know. I think it hit home for me how much our community, this is such a valued resource, and it would be great if we had a better measure to be checking and testing our own stuff so that maybe a false positive doesn't happen in the future.
The boil notice was rescinded 2 days after it was issued when another test of the water came back normal. Borough employees say they are trying to determine the cause of the positive test. Interim Public Facilities Director Brian Lemke says it's possible it was a false positive or human error, but they don't know for certain. Reporting in Haines, I'm Greta Mart.